Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All news, all the time. This is 1010 Wins. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
Good evening. This is a 1010 Wins news flash for Tuesday, May 21st. I'm Jeff Allen. Here's what's happening. Abortion rights supporters held rallies outside the Supreme Court and all across the nation today to protest tough abortion bans enacted this year in several states, including Missouri and Alabama. One of those protests was right here at Foley Square in Manhattan. Mayor de Blasio, attorney Gloria Allred, and the head of Planned Parenthood among those in attendance. A pair of city law firms have filed suit against Starbucks, claiming that stores are contaminated with a deadly pesticide and that company is trying to cover it up. The lawsuits claim that Starbucks has been repeatedly warned of the danger, but has done nothing to deal with the problem. It also claims some workers were fired after complaining about the alleged dangers. Starbucks says the lawsuits lack merit and that they are an attempt to incite public fear. A video of a young man being brutally beaten on the subway has the NYPD scouring the city for answers. The video was sent into police, but it's unknown who the victim is, who the perpetrators are, as well as where and when the video was shot. Police say they are seeking any information about the assault. You can see the video on our website, 1010wins.com. Things heating up again in the Robert Mueller investigation. House Judiciary Chair Jerry Nadler says he will move to hold former Trump lawyer Don McGahn in contempt of Congress after he failed to show up to testify. Nadler also subpoenaed former White House Communications Director Hope Hicks today for documents and testimony. It comes amid reports that the special counsel's team is hesitant about having Mueller testify in public. An officer involved in the Eric Garner case testified he wrote up paperwork that exaggerated the seriousness of the dead man's crimes. Officer Justin D'Amico testified that he wrote up paperwork that Garner had sold 10,000 untaxed cigarettes, when in reality he had less than 100 on him at the time of the arrest. D'Amico also testified that he and the other officers at first believed Garner was playing possum. Some groans and chuckles on Capitol Hill as Housing and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson testified before a House committee. California Congresswoman Katie Porter asked Carson about REOs, real estate owned. Carson wasn't thinking about REOs, but rather Oreos, as in the popular cookie. It didn't get better. Porter asked him what the O stood for. Carson incorrectly replied organization. Carson later tweeted out a pic of himself holding a package of Oreos and promising to send Porter some as well. The AccuWeather forecast for live and local news, 24 hours around the clock. Just play 1010 Wins.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.